You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome into the Gym Class at 3:04. Here on this midweek Wednesday, great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes here from our studios. Ben on the other side of the glass. Great to have you aboard today as we got a good show lined up for you. Chris Liss will join us. Talk fantasy football coming up, a little fantasy baseball as well as we get into the second week of the NFL preseason. We will kick that around with Chris on the program here in just a little bit. Also, a very interesting lawsuit we will talk about. Also talk about a very interesting change, a potential change, as far as the Iowa High School Athletic Association is concerned. We'll talk about that. A little baseball from last night and today, and a whole lot more. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting their website at dupaco.com. You can also just stop on by one of their many locations up and down the corridor throughout eastern Iowa and beyond. And a big thanks to everybody at dupaco.com. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today as we love to hear from you each and every day here on the Gym Class program on an absolutely beautiful Wednesday. This is August 17th. We don't usually get, what is it? Let me look here. 79 degrees on August the 17th, Mark. But good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, it's beautiful outside. And thank our lucky stars for this kind of weather. It's terrific. I know the football players, cross-country runners and whatnot appreciate not having 90 degrees and 90% humidity out there. So, interesting day from the high school front, Chris Liss, PGA, LIV, and the Emos Hideaway scoreboard coming up.
That's a big one. As far as I'm concerned, it's a big one. I know it's happening, though, in the Twin Cities here. Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Here on the program today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class program. And, let's start with the news from the state of Iowa first, and that is from Jeff Linder, among others, who were the first to tweet this out earlier on today, that we knew this was coming. And I guess I say kudos to the Iowa High School Athletic Association for getting in front of this, because other states have dealt with this over the past year and have not dealt with it quite as well. But it was announced today by the Iowa High School Athletic Association that, yes, NIL could be coming to your neighborhood high school in 2022-2023, Mark. The guidance from the Iowa High School Athletic Association as far as name, image, and likeness is up at their website and in the IHSAA handbook. And like I said, I guess I give them a tip of the hat for getting out in front of this. Now, do I think that some of the line of thinking that they have is not going to be adhered to? Sure, I do. But I think we're going to see NIL sometime very soon as far as Iowa high schools. Now, this is just for the boys. There is nothing yet set out there by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Remember, we are the only state in America that has two separate entities for the boys and the girls.
Why? Does anybody think this is a good idea? And if so, why? 319-366-1600.
Here's what it says. I'm just going to read it. A student may earn compensation from the use of their name, image, and likeness consistent with current IHSAA regulations and provided. The compensation is not contingent on specific athletic performance or achievement. So that means you can't, you had 3 touchdowns, here's a 50.
Does that apply to Dowling? Oh, wait,
now,
I didn't
stop.
Say that.
You're the third person that's already commented on that. The compensation or prospective compensation is not provided as an inducement to attend a particular school or to remain enrolled at a particular school.
I repeat.
Yes, there have been rumors to that effect in the past. And the rumors, come to your own conclusion. The compensation is not provided by the school or an agent of the school. Examples, booster club, foundations, etc. If you believe that an athlete is going to get money just out of the, good graces of somebody's heart, now that it sounds all well and good, Mark, but we know and we've seen it in the college ranks how this has gotten out of hand right away. And decisions as far as where a student athlete in college, where they are going to attend, what school they are going to attend, a lot of that is based on NIL. You can put it down on paper. Is it going to stop anybody? And can you prove it that it happened? That is the question I have right now for the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
You had a son that played high school football. I had grandsons that played high school football. I can't think of anybody who's going to give them money for their name, image, and likeness. What's it worth?
Well, you've got...
I know the UNASH name is worth a lot.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet. I tell you what, the first person that comes to mind has had a pretty good week that this could apply to, Mark, to be brutally honest with you. What's to say that Ben Keeter can't go out right now and get some compensation from a business or businesses in the Iowa City area?
For what? Because of his name, his image,
his
and
name.
Likeness?
Correct.
His world championship caliber wrestling skills? Fine. 5037 on the text line. Why not? Make money when you can. It's called getting a job in the summertime.
That's
high school kids. And I know many that do, and I applaud them for that. Go get a job.
8186 on the other side of the coin. This will not end well. Terrible idea. This is not going to apply to a lot of student athletes, Mark. I think in high school, like I said, I think the higher upper echelon are going to be the ones that are going to be in line for this. But I guess it's good you get out in front of it. But again, I think it's going to be awfully hard to prove that a student athlete goes from school A to school B and they have some NIL money. And how do you prove that?
Does this apply to such things as band, the first chair French horn, the outstanding all-state vocalist, the debater? Right on down the line. I know the state association.
They do govern that.
They do govern that. I'm flabbergasted. I really am.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting out there. It is interesting. And like I said, I don't know how it's going to all play out, but it is out there. And the student should not use any of the Iowa High School Athletic Association or member school marks or logos in their NIL activity. This is on your own. This is on your own. You cannot wear apparel or equipment, which includes their logo. They cannot do, firearms, tobacco, illegal substances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Student, his or her family should seek guidance from his or her member school as well as they should seek their own legal counsel and tax advice when considering any NIL activity. And the student cannot contact NCAA, junior college, or NAIA to ensure any NIL activity, or they should contact them to ensure that it does not jeopardize collegiate eligibility. Well, you can do it in college, so I don't think it's going to bother that any, right?
Cyclone Tim on the text line, I can see unscrupulous school coaches touring the AAU circuit, telling kids how much they can earn at school A or B. Gross and sleazy, in my opinion.
I would agree. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. 98.43. Helicopter parents just went to a new level. Now, Matt in Fairfax says, okay, let them do it. But all the money goes into an account that cannot be touched until graduation. Is that better, Mark?
I suppose it's okay. Second straight day I've gotten something along these lines, 68-82. I'm getting, quote, old man shakes fist at cloud vibes. Hey, I'm expressing my opinion. I don't think I try to be open-minded about things. I've embraced NIL on the college level. But at the high school level, I just, as a texter said earlier, I just don't see this ending well.
Boosters and gamblers using NIL for point shaving. I hope that doesn't get to that in high school, but that is one opinion out there. 8077, what's stopping a collective for the high school level? Pay each kid that goes out kind of like Iowa is doing. Well, I was 10 years late on this thing.
It's going to be such an uneven playing field, even if it takes off. And I'm not sure it's going to take off. I'm picking on West Des Moines Valley and Dowling and the big schools like that.
It's an uneven playing field right now.
It is. It many more opportunities in those in West Des Moines and Des Moines as opposed to Earlham or West Union. You know, the grain elevator with the NIL. I mean,
yeah, well, crazy. A lot of on both sides of the coin right here, though. 68-82, if a kid can get a job to support themselves, why can't they use their athletic ability to make money? It's all well and good, but in this day and age, I've seen too much. I'm bitter. But schools are going to use this to their advantage. Cyclone Tim, you cannot get money for going back to your early 80s. I'm sorry, because if you do, I'm also going to petition. If you're under 18, can you sign a contract? 3349 asks. I am not a lawyer. Can your parents sign a contract? Sure. And maybe they get compensated back. I don't know. There are a lot. I think it's more than one sheet of paper that you have to think about as far as the situation is concerned. And I feel like I have to go take a shower now. I really do. And I've talked about this with Jeff Linder, with KJ Pilcher. I know KJ had a tweet earlier on about it. Jeff Linder is going to have an article that will appear online with the Gazette here in just a little bit dealing with this. So you can read that. And we all said, we know it's coming. The question is how it's going to impact things. Like you said, it's not an even playing field, especially in Class 5A, in the highest class out there. The Des Moines suburban schools are ahead of everybody right now. Here's a great example. Perfect example. The tweet last night. Did you see from Cedar Falls?
No.
Jim Nelson from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Cedar Falls is going to now go ahead with a $9 million performance center on campus. They got their first million donated last night to try to keep up with the Joneses out there. On campus performance training center for Cedar Falls.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice. To our knowledge, nobody has an NIL right now in Iowa, in the high school ranks, right?
Correct, correct.
But you folks know as well as we do, school A has enticed student athlete A to come to that high school and perhaps pay tuition. God knows who would.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program.
Right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 320. We'll get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss will join us as well to talk fantasy football. Those guys get paid. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, don't forget right after us, it's Todd and Alex, and they are going to have your chance to win tickets to see Shinedown, the Planet Zero World Tour. They are headed to town with special guests Jelly Roll and John Harvey. They'll be here on Tuesday, September the 6th at 7 o'clock. They'll be at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse here in Cedar Rapids. Find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. They'll have your chance to win those tickets coming up here in just a little bit. Sean from the Bus Trip says it's just a bad idea. Sports are for fun, not money, will end bad. Maybe high school sports, thinking more. But tell you what, high school sports are becoming bigger and bigger each and every year. Yes, 5037, 1 million from a sporting goods store, 750,000 from a food distribution center for Cedar Falls. CAF will have better facilities than you and I will. That's not you and I, Mark. That's the University of Northern Iowa. It will be close. UNI is trying to upgrade their facilities, and they did a great job with the new football facilities and the dome that they unveiled at Media Day. By the way, Colbert joins us coming up tomorrow to talk about UNI football. But Cedar Falls will be on par. I tell you what, there's a school in Eastern Iowa that was toured by college folks, and they said they have a better weight room than quite a few Division I institutions have.
I've been in a couple here in town, which are not far from it.
And are very
great,
very
facilities.
Great facilities. Great facilities. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Want to get to this as well. And then maybe talk about it after we get a hold of Chris Liss here in just a little bit. And that is also in the news today, a lawsuit. Actually came out last night, Mark, news of the lawsuit in the world of golf. Golf is, this is just not a good time for golf right now, is it? Patrick Reed.
Captain America.
Captain America. Who left the PGA Tour to go to the LIV Tour, has brought a $750 million lawsuit? Is that correct?
I believe so.
Against a whole laundry list of folks, namely at the top, Brandel Chambly, the lead analyst for the Golf Channel, as well as the Golf Channel, as well as the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and other entities. Claiming that his reputation has been tarnished, claiming that he is not able to seek out sponsors because of the bad press that he has received, and verbal abuse by galleries due to the negative coverage that he has been given.
Of him cheating.
On a couple of occasions,
yeah.
Questionable rules, interpretations, including one.
Better be careful what I say here.
Yes, because
I might be attached to that lawsuit.
You could be attached to a lawsuit. I tell you what, in all seriousness here, I mean, this thing you got to believe doesn't have a prayer of a chance to be won by Patrick Reed, right?
I think it has zero chance. It's a defamation suit. Brando Chambly expressing his opinion about Patrick Reed. And Patrick Reed has a laundry list of various things he's done on the golf course that have not only sat well with Chambly, but other players and fans. Poor Patrick Reed. He didn't have any sponsors because he decided to go to the LIV Tour.
And didn't have many prior to
no.
that. Because he's just not one of the more popular, well-liked players on the PGA Tour. Johnny Miller, he said bad things about everybody when he was a commentator for NBC. If somehow Patrick Reed wins this lawsuit, what does this do to the world of sports as far as announcing is concerned?
In journalism.
If you are a columnist for a paper, a big city paper, and you get on the slugger of that city's team, can he come back and sue you now? I mean, that's what we're looking at right here.
Right.
This is crazy times that we're living in.
Dan Dockage is paying attention.
Dan Dockage is really paying attention, although he doesn't do games anymore. He's busy.
He's got his opinions.
He's got his opinions, though. 319-366-1600. Just wanted to get that out there.
Does it apply to Twitter?
What's that?
Would it apply to Twitter?
Would it apply to anything?
Facebook. There's a lot of nonsensical comments that are posted on those platforms.
If you are a football commentator, all of a sudden you got to change the way you talk about someone, don't you? At the risk of being sued, if indeed Patrick Reed wins this lawsuit. Man, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Reminds me of Jack Lemmon in the Out-of-Towners, one of the names of everyone's lawyer who wronged him. Thank you, Tim. Well, Patrick Reed wants paid. More than he's getting paid by the LIV Tour. Nothing new today, by the way. Tiger and 22 golfers met last night. They are going to meet tonight again, I believe, at the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware, this evening. It was a preemptive meeting last night.
It was, and eventually it's going to involve the commissioner, Jay Monahan, and the whole PGA Tour list of players. Those who want to be involved. So, be interesting to hear some details of that meeting. All I heard was that one guy commanded the room in that meeting, and that was Tiger Woods. And that came from
Rory McIlroy,
Justin Thomas, among others.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Chris Liss. Get your questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600 about fantasy football. A lot of drafts coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you have a question, get them lined up right now at 319-366-1600. You can also dial us up at that number on the phone line. We will talk with Chris coming up here in just a little bit. But first, we want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. And it is presented by Emil's Hideaway at emilshideaway.com. Across from Lindale Mall, I should say, on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Right behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock each and every day. Beautiful night to go out, sit on the patio, have a beverage and a meal tonight.
Afternoon, Major League Baseball. Cincinnati has defeated Philadelphia 1-0. A couple other finals in the books. Minnesota has finished off a sweep of Kansas City 4-0. Now your move, White Sox and Guardians, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs have won their fourth straight series, defeating Washington 3-2. LeBron James has signed a two-year, $97 million extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron is a little more than 1,000 points away from the all-time scoring record in the NBA. And finally, Pittsburgh Pirate Rodolfo Castro suspended one game and fined an undisclosed sum of money for having a cell phone in his back pocket, and you saw the video, sliding into third base. The cell phone flies out of his back pocket. Oops. It's against MLB policy.
Yeah. I don't get it. Why you got it out there?
Pitching change. You want to check your messages and
tweet? Tweet while you're out there. Well, I mean, that's the reason why the rule was put in. So to stay off of your phone in case, you know, that way there's no accusing as far as, you know, placing a bet, doing this or that.
Maybe it was Castro's way of reminding himself to slide head first. Avoiding a strawberry.
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see.
No phones on the diamond.
No phones. 3:30. We're going to take a break. Come back. Chris Liss will join us. Get your questions ready to go for Chris. Fantasy football questions. You have fantasy baseball question. We'll talk about that as well at 319-366-1600. We'll get a weather update and come back. Talk to Chris after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm WeatherFirst meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we head throughout the rest of our morning and into the majority of the day today, more sunshine in store for us. We'll see temperatures rising out of the 60s into the lower 80s for us today. Now, it'll be a little bit warmer for us today, but certainly not going to be too bad overall. Humidity stays down. The dew points stay comfortable. Should be a really nice day out ahead of us. Pretty cool, comfortable overnight tonight with a few more shower chances as we head towards the early morning hours further up towards north tomorrow, but showers become more likely as we head towards Friday and into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was your latest Iowa News Now WeatherFirst forecast.
Hey, we're Joseph and Clayton Hoyt, and we're pumped for the 10th annual kickoff sale at Siepke Hoyt Jewelers. Join us for food, fun, and great savings. Everybody's invited. Our 10th annual kickoff sale is 2 days only, August 27th and 28th.
If the home or away team in the Iowa versus Iowa State game returns their opening kickoff for a touchdown, your jewelry purchase could be free.
Save up to 20% off rings, earrings, necklaces, anything in the store.
And enter to win tickets to an upcoming Iowa game.
Don't miss our 10th annual kickoff sale, August 27th and 28th only. And remember, if he takes it all the way, you won't have to pay. Your jewelry purchase could be free.
Come tailgate with us during the 10th annual kickoff sale only at Siepke Hoyt Jewelers in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on the corner of Collins and First Ave. Siepke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
One thing about the online banking is that we don't have to worry about the bank business hours. They have a really nice user-friendly phone app, and it's really easy to use. I can bank anytime I want that is convenient for me.
We're talking with Angie Teat about banking with Midwest One Bank.
Our life moves at a pretty fast pace, and we never know when we have to deposit money or withdraw money, so I can bank 24/7, and I like that.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the gym class at 3:33 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. I do appreciate it. We'll talk to, we're efforting Chris Liss, and we'll talk to him coming up here in just a couple minutes. Your fantasy football questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. You have a fantasy baseball question as well. You can also get that to Chris, and he'll answer it. That also at 319-366-1600. While we're waiting, Mark, CBS Sports preseason college football All-American team released today, which includes on the first team a Hawkeye and a Cyclone. Will McDonald of Iowa State, defensive lineman. Jack Campbell of Iowa, a senior linebacker on there.
Very worthy.
Very worthy. They are both first-team choices, and that is it. as far as Iowa and Iowa State are concerned. But good job by those folks out there. We'll talk a little bit more about that lawsuit, get your feelings on it before 4 o'clock here today as well. After Patrick Reed coming out with that lawsuit yesterday. And interestingly enough, watching Golf Channel today in the background, no mention of it. Well, I'll say this, though. Patrick Reed had a cease and desist order against Brandel Chambly a couple years ago, which I did not know.
I didn't either.
That is also included as far as the lawsuit is concerned for comments that Brandel made. But, yeah, interesting stuff right there. And they will tee off tomorrow. It is a 69-player field, not a 70-player field. They did not replace Cameron Smith, so number 71 did not have a chance to hook up for another round or two, at least. No cut for this one as well. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we get ready to talk to Chris Liss, and we'll give you the website coming up in just a little bit. Of course, works in accordance with the folks at RotoWire still, and can answer your fantasy football questions. So get them to us at 319-366-1600. If you have a fantasy baseball question, we'll throw that out to Chris as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Did you enjoy the first week of the preseason in the NFL, Chris?
Not really. I don't really watch it. And I was talking about this on the XM show, my guest spot now. I don't care about preseason. I find the games boring. There's almost no players that matter. You see Saquon get in there for, you know, a few snaps, make a catch. But, like, just think about this. Let's say you watch half a quarter, one drive, two drives of a regular season game that actually counts, and you saw a guy make a decent play. Would you be like, oh, my God, I got to move that guy way up my rankings? And I'm talking about a game that actually counts, where the first-team defense is on the field and they really care. You probably wouldn't change your ranking of a player just based on one drive. And yet in the preseason, since it's all we have, people are going crazy about, you know, this guy did this. Oh, what a good move he had. I pretty much ignore it. I think the only thing important about it is if a guy is banged up and he looks healthy, that's good. Or if a guy actually gets hurt, you know, that's obviously bad. But otherwise, I pretty much just total noise, tune it out.
Chris, what players are you going to avoid this year, or have you avoided?
I don't know if you read my Substack. I just
that's
posted.
Why I asked.
Get very, very prescient. So one guy at the very top that I'm not taking is Christian McCaffrey. And a lot of the kind of sharp guys in the industry, they're like, well, you got to take McCaffrey because whenever he plays, he's the best player and he's healthy now, and it's hard to predict injuries. But Christian McCaffrey is 5'11", 205. That is like the size of a normal man. He's probably a little bit leaner than the average man, but, you know, the running backs, you got to be 5'9", 215. You know, even Alvin Kamara is 5'10", 215. Christian McCaffrey has a very slight build to be getting the load they're going to give him. So I'm fading him. I'm fading Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is on a new team. There's Waller and Renfro there. He doesn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore. I mean, I think it's crazy that he's going in the first round. I think he's basically the same as a healthy Michael Thomas. And he's going in the first round. Travis Kelce, your guy, Scott, he's 32. He was the least efficient season in his Pat Mahomes career. Tyreek Hill's not there to stretch the defense. I feel like Kelce could have a big year, but rather get out a little too early than a little too late. A couple other guys, Debo, plays too rough of a style. No way he's getting 11.9 yards per target. Tyreek Hill, I don't like him in Miami. I don't like Tua. Mike Evans has brought in Julio Jones. It looks like Godwin's healthy. Mark Andrews, career year with the backup quarterback last year. Keenan Allen, he's just a compiler. James Conner, makes me nervous, too injury-prone and TD-dependent. And then finally, Cam Akers, don't trust him at all.
There you go. Right from Chris. A few questions here, Chris, for you at 319-366-1600. Let's start with 6015. They are an Eagles fan. Is there anyone worth drafting in the first two rounds, and where do you rank their defense?
I think that not the first two, but I think A.J. Brown, maybe late two, early three, is worth drafting. And defense, I'd probably put him like, you know, 13th, 14th-ish, somewhere in the middle of the pack, upper middle of the pack.
27-12 on the text line. What do you think about Pierce, the Houston running back?
I don't really know much about him. I know that he's battling for a job on a bad team, but maybe they won't be that bad. Maybe Davis Mills is okay. He's worth a shot, you know, in the whatever, you know, 10th, 11th round, wherever he's going.
Yeah, he seems to have the upper hand as far as the starting running back position for the Texans. But like you said, nothing is expected of the Texans this year. So, and if they get behind in most of the games, they're not going to be running the ball a whole lot.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. And also, like, you know, is he really going to get all the work? Is he going to get, are they going to split? Are they going to have a committee? Marlon Mack is there. I don't know. You know, so, yeah, he's a dart throw. It's worth, you know, when you need a running back and you're a little thin, it's good for depth, sure.
What's the earliest round you've seen a quarterback taken? And it was, who was it?
The latest round, you've seen the first quarterback taken?
Yes.
I got Rodgers the 11th or 12th. I was the last one to take a quarterback in my league. I mean, I've seen, you know, you could get Kirk Cousins in the 13th or 14th. You know, you could just punt completely on quarterback. In a one QB league, I think you can do it. I mean, I think Cousins will be just fine, and I was happy with Rodgers where I got him. So you can wait a long time. Trevor Lawrence, if you want to gamble in round 16, you can get him.
Well, it's interesting. You make a good point, Chris. When you're in the first round and all of a sudden the first person takes a quarterback, you know, maybe with the fourth pick, then the fifth guy or gal takes a quarterback, and then you got a run of four, do you just keep going with that or do you not change your strategy?
I mean, in a 12-team league with one QB necessary to start, if somebody's going to take a quarterback in the first round, I just feel that's a gift for me. Because it means they're probably going to have a tough year, and it means that there's going to be more running backs and receivers falling in the middle rounds. And then when 11 other people have a quarterback, you know, who's the 12th best quarterback? Stafford, Rodgers. These are pretty good quarterbacks. And they're going to have to start taking a second QB before I start taking the first one. So, I would in a one QB 12-team league, I would wait on quarterback until it's painful.
319-366-1600 if you have a question for Chris Liss as he joins us here on a Wednesday edition of the program. And if you are a fan or if you have an interest in Zach Wilson, you're a little bit concerned, but I guess you're breathing a little bit easier. He is going to miss some time, probably not going to start the season, but it could have been a whole lot worse, that injury that occurred in his first preseason game.
Yeah, I was joking, I've trademarked the nickname QB1 for him based on his offseason activities, but it's just so Jets to have Darnold. Remember, there's Mark Sanchez, and they had Darnold. Now they get Zach Wilson, and he gets injured in a preseason game. I mean, this is just so Jets, and as a Giants fan, I'm sorry, I'm going to enjoy it just a little bit. But, yeah, thankfully he's not seriously hurt, should be back in a few weeks, but we'll see, right? I mean, you know, he wasn't very good. I mean, Joe Flacco was pretty bad, so it'll be Wilson's job when he gets back. I don't know, though, if Flacco might not be better for the Elijah Moores and the, you know, and the Garrett Wilsons, though, maybe, too.
So you're drafting 10th in a league, Chris. Do you pursue a running back? Or do you take best available?
Well, I'll take Saquon if he's there, which he usually is. Not always, but usually. I'll take Dalvin Cook if Saquon's not there. And if both those guys happen to be gone, I could see myself taking Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, a receiver like that. So one of those four will certainly be there. But usually Saquon or Cook is there, and I'll take Saquon and then Cook.
Mm-hmm. We got everybody weighing in as far as rookies in the first preseason game is concerned, and a few of them out there. A lot of people like Sky Moore of Kansas City had a good practice and a good camp. Had a good game against the Bears as well. Could he be the guy? Maybe
he could. I mean, I really don't know what to do with the Chiefs' receivers. I think Juju is a little dinged up now, but I think he's going to be the clear number one. I think he knows how to run routes. He's a professional. He was really good for a few years when he was younger. And now he's away from Ben Roethlisberger and the noodle arm. I think Smith-Schuster is worth getting. But then after that, I mean, MVS drops passes. Mecole Hardman drops passes.
And got hurt today.
Maybe Sky Moore. What's that?
And Mecole Hardman got hurt today.
Yeah, and he got hurt too, yeah. I mean, those two guys have been so inconsistent, right? So then who's the next guy? Sky Moore. Obviously, Kelsey's like a receiver, too. So you got Kelsey and Juju. But there will be one other guy that has a big role, and it could be Sky Moore. I mean, what do you think, Scott?
I think it could be. Mahomes really, I think, is getting a rapport with him from what I read as far as coming out of camp. And so, like you said, somebody's got to pick up the slack as far as Tyreek Hill is concerned. And I think Sky Moore is the guy. We'll see. And then Pacheco, the seventh rounder from Rutgers, he's going to get some PT as far as the Chiefs are concerned.
And it's funny. I drafted Ronald Jones in a couple places. It looks like he's having a bad camp. But I'm hoping they cut him, and then you know maybe the Rams sign him or something. You know, Ronald Jones is a good early down runner, but the Chiefs like the guys who can who can catch passes, and they have CEH and McKinnon, and they like Pacheco. Like maybe there's you think Jones is going to get cut?
I think he might. And it would be good for him too. You don't want to sit him on the bench or anything like that. But they're going to keep McKinnon. Pacheco, I think, is going to make the team, and of course you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So. I think he may be the odd man out.
Yeah, and that will improve. I mean, I think, Cam Akers is banged up. Darrell Henderson's banged up. And, Ronald Jones, he may get a role, a big role on a team that needs him.
From 5935 on the text line, I really like Christian Watson playing in Green Bay as a rookie. Do you?
Rodgers tends not to trust rookies, but that's another one. It's just like the Chiefs, right? Like, you got Lazard, who's okay. You don't even have a tight end that they trust anymore. Tonyan's kind of banged up and wasn't good last year before he got hurt. You got Sammy Watkins that I just can't possibly see staying healthy. You got Randall Cobb, who's 100 years old. You got Watson. You got Romeo Dobbs, who's, the kind of the talk of camp. But again, another late-round pick. And so I just really don't know what the Packers are going to do either at receiver. Like, who's going to get the targets?
Well, Aaron Rodgers got on his rookie receivers today and yelled at them.
A little meeting, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Now, Watson is coming off a knee injury, and Dobbs out there. But Rodgers is not happy with his personnel right now.
Well, they're talking about having Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon both on the field a lot and catching passes. It's just like, we just need our best players out there. I don't know what they were thinking in the offseason. Like, they knew Devontae Adams was gone. Like, you couldn't acquire a receiver. At least the Chiefs got a bunch of receivers. They got Juju and MVS kind of stinks, but got them from the Packers. But, I don't know why the Packers don't make a move and get Rodgers a new receiver then.
Couple of questions before we let you go here, Chris. Good one from 2712. Is Garoppolo worth rostering now in a 2QB league?
Yes. Yes. I think there's a good chance he ends up starting somewhere. And, maybe Seattle, who knows? And I don't know if they trade him in division, but somewhere that needs a quarterback, and in a 2QB league, the quarterback's at starter gold.
Someone says Tanyan's going to have a big year for Green Bay, Adams is gone.
It's possible, but, he's slow. And he caught 11 touchdowns on 50-something targets, but we'll see. I'd be surprised if he does it again.
There you go. I'm up to 46 home runs now for Aaron Judge. Am I going to get beyond 60?
I think if he's healthy, yes. I think you're going to get about 61.
All right. I like to hear that. I like to hear that.
Chris, it isn't a fantasy question, but where do you weigh in with the Ohtani Aaron Judge debate for MVP?
I mean, I'm kind of on Ohtani because it's like you have two players occupying one spot, right? Like, think about that in fantasy. Like, if you could use all categories, they have an extra roster spot. Not that the Angels are doing anything useful with it, but that's not Ohtani's fault. Because they have a pitcher and a hitter on the same one spot. Like, it's not like he's as valuable as Aaron Judge plus, Garrett Cole or whatever. those guys occupy two spots. They actually, you know, in baseball, there's only a fixed amount of spots. He's occupying one, and he's doing both things. So I would go Ohtani. It's a little boring because he's going to win every year unless he has a really bad year. Judge is having a great year, but it's not so out of control great that it would negate the guy who's basically two good players in one.
Main thing is the Yankees need to start winning again.
It's amazing. They keep losing every night.
Yeah.
It's lucky they built up such a big lead.
Yeah, and trying to hang on right now. I think they'll get it turned around, though, no doubt. Hey, tell us a little bit about where people can find information that you have as far as your website is concerned.
Yeah, realmansports.substack.com, realmansports at Substack. I just posted the players I told you had, but somebody didn't catch every one of them. Why I'm avoiding the players I'm avoiding in drafts. I've got all my drafts and all my analysis. Again, it's realmansports at Substack.com.
All right. Hey, Chris, we'll talk in a couple weeks on the verge of the season. Always a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to it. And thanks for the information, as always.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
All right. Chris List joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM, Real Man Sports. Check that out at 3:50. Going to take a break, come back, and a little baseball with you before 4 o'clock. And we'll do that when we return after this on KGYM.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut the cord!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shine Down Planet Zero World Tour. Zero. September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shine Down. On sale now at creventslive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Have fun with a little dude at sports-related events you both enjoy. Join the Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can find details at bigcr.org. Back with you at 3:53. Our thanks to Chris Liss for joining us. And coming up tomorrow, Colbert will join us to talk UNI football, the Panthers getting ready for their opener coming up, and the 2022 season as they are rated 21st, I believe, in the FCS poll. 5 teams from the Missouri Valley Football Conference among the top 25. So, yeah, going to be a tough go, but no North Dakota State this year on the schedule.
Yeah, no number one team.
They get number two, though, I believe.
Yeah.
South Dakota State, as well as the Hawks. They get South Dakota State as well. 319-366-1600, starting things off on the program today, talking about the new NIL legislation, for lack of a better term, as far as the Iowa High School Athletic Association is concerned. Got a lot of interaction as far as that is concerned. We talked about Patrick Reed's lawsuit against Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel, PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, the DP World Tour. I don't think you and I are on it. So that's good. And in case it doesn't go our way, but
check the fine print after
check
the dinner.
Fine print. And then, of course, we talked to Chris Liss. And if you missed any part of that, you can check out our podcast available after the show at KGYMRadio.com, along with Spencer on Sports and the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, or you can go to Apple or Spotify. We'll see if the suddenly resurgent White Sox can make it 3 in a row tonight over the Houston Astros. Last night's game was fun. It wasn't the pitcher's duel we thought it would be. I don't think Verlander and Cease had their ace stuff last night. Third time. I know Jason Benetti said this, pointed this out during the game. Third time since the expansion era. They said modern era, but since 1968. Third time ever that two pitchers started a game against opposing one another with ERAs under two.
That's hard to believe.
That is hard to believe. But Jason said it, so it must be true.
Wow.
Stone didn't, you know, say, whoa.
That's a great stat.
That's a great stat. Neither one was involved in the decision last night. White Sox just looking like they've got a spring in their step, that they suddenly looked at the schedule and said, you know, there are only 50 games remaining here. We got to go.
You know, with the Twins winning today, and if Cleveland loses tonight and the White Sox win, folks, on August 17th, we've got a three-way tie for the division. That might be a percentage point here or there, but essentially it'd be a three-way tie.
Justin,
on August 17th.
Justin texting in, since the mound has been lowered, which it was, yes, after the 68 season, correct? That was after the Gibson-McClain sensational years.
Yeah. Gibson with a 1.12 ERA. McClain winning 30. Yeah.
Pretty good. There you go. Correct. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate you listening to the program here today. As, yeah, so we'll see what happens tonight. But big games all around as far as baseball is concerned. And, yeah, Yankees are kind of leaking oil a little bit, but I think they're still going to be okay when things end. Michael Kopech on the mound tonight, by the way, for the White Sox in their game against the Houston Astros coming up this evening. Quantrill on the mound for the Cleveland Guardians tonight. And go Cats. Sorry, Cleveland Guardian fans out there. Mark and I have ulterior motives as we get into the midpoint of the month of
August. Big Tiger fans tonight.
There you go. Cole Bear joins us coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Your Bears are in action, I think. Are they playing Thursday game this week, correct?
Play tomorrow at Seattle.
At Seattle. Yeah. There are a lot of rumors out there. Roquan Smith could be a Seahawk. So
maybe that's why he's on the plane.
Maybe
he was on the plane.
Could be. Could be. We'll find out more about that coming up tomorrow. All right, Mark, have a good night, and we will see you here tomorrow for the show at 3.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Todd and Alex coming your way next. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. Our thoughts are like the ocean. Our thoughts.